大家好，我是 Jenny。 那今天开言英语要带给大家非常重要的一个历史时刻，就是特朗普和金正恩的峰会。
Okay, so we're talking about the summit.
没错 ,the summit between Donald Trump, the President of the United States, and Kim Jong-un,、the leader of the DPRK.
Yes, the Democratic People's Republic of Korea.
朝鲜民主主义人民共和国、DPRK。好，那今天呢，我们汇总了很多高质量的英语媒体对这个峰会的报道，让我们跟大家总结一下特金会说了什么 ,what did they discuss, what did they talk about, 还有很重要的就是他们吃了什么。
Most important.
What they ate, 因为我昨天看 CNN, 就 CNN 有很长的一个环节就是说 ,oh, let's look at the menu, 这些东西看起来都好好吃啊什么就 the talking heads 那些名嘴就讲了很久。好的，如果你对这些有兴趣的话呢，大家可以到我们的微信公众号开言英语，开放的开，语言的言，来看今天的相关文字推送。 OK, 那 Adam 就说到一个历史性的时刻啊，这个在英语里面我们可以把它称之为
A historic moment
A historic moment.
Yeah.
而且这个对于两国的关系可能对于世界和平来说都是 somewhat of a turning point or the beginning of a turning point.
The beginning of a turning point, sure.
对 ,turning point 就是一个转捩点、
right.
是不是很大的一个转折点、
The other historic word they keep talking about is the actual document, the actual thing that they signed.
Oh, they signed, they did sign a joint statement,
right.
是吧？然后我们等一下也会跟大家分享。那我还是要讲讲就之前说的特朗普和金正恩这次是在新加坡 they met, 是吧？然后他们这是一个峰会。这个词我觉得也挺有意思的。
Yes, the summit.
Yeah, because summit 是山的那个最高峰是吧？山顶。比如说 the Himalayas, 这个珠穆朗玛峰 ,Mount Everest.Mount Everest 就是它的 summit, 但是当然我们形容高级别 very high level meetings, this is also the word we use. 最近其实在世界上好像 there are several summits going on.
Oh yeah, there's the G7.
对，然后在中国我们也有一个上合组织的这个峰会 but I guess this summit has really trumped them all.
Waka waka waka.
对，特朗普总统他的这个姓氏也挺好的啊。Trump, 其实 Trump 在英语里的意思就是
Like beat?
Yeah, it kind of outdoes everything else, right?、就是他的风头就盖过了其他所有的峰会啊。好的，昨天晚上看 CNN, BBC, 然后今天读一些英语的这个门户网站啊。其实在讲的都是 the statement you were talking about.
The historic one.
就是很有历史意义的这个联合声明是吧 So when two countries, their leaders meet in a summit, usually they'll have some kind of a joint statement.
Right, something they can both agree on.
So a joint 就是联合的嘛比如像在中国我们有 joint ventures,、就是中外合资企业是吧
Right.
Two parties are working together. 然后呢我觉得接下来我们要说的就是他们这个 joint statement 里面 there are four points, 然后每一个 point 不是很长但是 oh man, it's very dense.
Oh man.
难度还挺高的但没关系就是观看阅读英文媒体最主要的那个新闻事件 if you're familiar,with the context, the issue, 其实你就有了很多背景的知识 and that will help you learn the relevant English words and phrases.、自己架构这个新闻的链条还是很重要的啊。好，那我们就来分享一下这四点声明好了。
Okay, I will try to use a very serious voice for this、very serious thing. The United States and the DPRK commit to establish new US-DPRK relations...in accordance with the desire of the peoples of the two countries for peace and prosperity.
对，所以他就说到美国和朝鲜 commit to, 他们承诺会 in accordance, 依照，对吧？ This is a very formal way of saying based on something.
Right.
依照就是两国人民的愿望。我觉得这里有意思的就是我们从小好像老师就说一个人是 one person 然后两个人是 two people 不是 two peoples、但这里他就用到 peoples 这个词
Well the peoples like the you know all of the people in America all of the people in DPRK
对，所以大家看到 peoples 的使用呢，就是会说，就是在谈到 the peoples of the two countries、
right.
or the different countries in the world, 是吧？和我们理解那个概念上面 singular plural 的 person 和 people 有一点点不一样、
right.
啊。好，那当然就是说，这两国人民对于 peace 和平和 prosperity 繁荣都有很强的渴望，对吧、
mm-hmm.
？Prosperity 也是经常，比如过年的时候啊、，wish you a very prosperous New Year、
mm-hmm.
说到的就是像欣欣向荣这种繁荣的景象。
Live long and prosper。
嗯，对。好，what's the second point in the joint statement？
The second point is the United States and DPRK will join their efforts to build a lasting and stable peace regime on the Korean Peninsula.
这句里面也有很多非常好的词啊。第一个呢，就我们一组来看吧， lasting and stable. Stable 应该大家知道啊，它就是很稳固的意思。
Mm-hmm.
然后这里这个 lasting,
it lasts.
就是它是持久的、mm-hmm. 对吧，不是说今天有明天就没了啊。It's a lasting kind of peace.然后呢，他是说到 regime 也是在 international relations 国际关系里面常常用到的词，它的解释可以是政权，或者在这里更好的可能是一种机制，对吧、peace regime 一个和平的机制
啊。Jenny, I really hate to stop you. Regime.
哦、oh, ，所以我刚刚念错了，对吧？不是 regime, 是 regime.
It looks like regime.
But
I mean,
the pronunciation.
Yeah, because French.
Oh, 那你再给我们示范几次对的。
Regime.
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 Okay, regime. 好，那诶，还有一个词就是朝鲜半岛。
Okay, the Korean Peninsula.
Peninsula,、it's kind of a big word, Korean Peninsula,、朝鲜半岛，然后、可能大家住酒店 the very expensive、hotel.Peninsula Hotel in Hong Kong,、
oh, I have never been to an expensive hotel.
半岛酒店也是这个 Peninsula 啊。Okay, so that takes us to the third point.
Reaffirming the April 27, 2018 Panmunjom Declaration, the DPRK commits to work toward complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
又是很绕口的一句话。首先就有板门店啊 ，Panmunjom. My Korean is non-existent.
Better than mine.
的韩语发音也不标准啊 ，Panmunjom. 然后后面那个词是宣言
，Declaration.
啊 ，Declaration 也是 international relations 国际关系里面大家经常会看到的一个词。So if you declare something, 我们声明，然后的 noun form is declaration. 然后我们再来看一个什么什么 shin 的一个大的词，好了，这个就是整个的 Korean Peninsula 上面很大的一个 issue， 就是无核化
，denuclearization.
其实我觉得大家看到这种非常长而且非常难念的词的时候不要害怕，你要去学会怎么去分解它、学会去找到这个词里面最重要的信息，就是 nuclear.
Yes, exactly. Now the thing about the stress though on a big long word like that is it's not coming until the end.Denuclearization.
Ah, 对对对。
So don't worry about those first couple syllables. Denuclearization.
Ah, 所以你的重音要放到最后。Denuclearization, 是吧？对 ，nuclear 就是核嘛，对吧？核能 ，nuclear weapon, 核武器。
Or power, yeah.
对，但我们这里说到的，就是英语里面的前缀啊，大家如果看到 de。通常就是 to get rid of something.
Get rid of,
remove、
yeah.
something,、对吧？比如说前面我们说到 stable 就是很稳定、很稳固的 but you can destabilize something.
Right,
make
it not stable.
没错，所以这里 nuclear 你有这个核能力，但现在要 denuclearize,、无核化是吧？去核化。好，那现在我们看这个声明里面最后一点吧。
The United States and the DPRK commit to recovering POW/MIA remains, including the immediate repatriation of those already identified.
最后一点其实就是 I think there's a lot of humanity in this point.、就是讲的真的是人啊，就是两国承诺要找回POW 和 MIA、看到两个 acronym、
right.
两个缩写 POW 就是打仗的时候一定会出现的对吧、
That's right, Prisoner of War
战俘啊 POW 然后 MIA 是什么呢
Missing in Action
这里说的也是这个 军人嘛 soldiers 作战、right. 然后 missing in action 就是 in action 他们在打仗的时候然后就失踪了是吧
Yeah, like maybe someone shot down their plane、
okay.
But they were never captured So maybe they're living in a mountain、Big beard
就是 MIA, 是吧 POW and MIA.、Mm. But here we're not talking about 还在世的人因为朝鲜战争已经结束、technically has
not
ended.
No.
对对对但已经发生几十年了所以现在就是 the remains of POW and MIA.
Right, so this is like the bodies.
对 ,remains 就是遗体的意思啊、然后说现在已经 identify, 已经确认身份的人员我们要把他们送回去 to send them back, but、there's a more formal way of saying it.
Repatriate.、
repatriate.
Yes, we talked about denuclearize and repatriate.
Repatriate.送到原来的地方你的祖国、是吧好那看了很多比较难的语言之后我们下面放松一下吧昨天特朗普和金正恩一起握手拍照的时候就有很多记者 they were shouting their questions 就是说 Mr. President what surprised you the most about Chairman King 特朗普的这个回答我觉得也很有意思
Great personality and very smart worthy negotiator、
That's your impression of
one of them Tremendous
模仿特朗普的口音啊
Smart
他说金正恩是 great personality 说他性格很好、是吧然后very smart 很聪明还有一个 He called him a worthy negotiator、So a negotiator negotiates、谈判者但这个 worthy 这个词、他这个意思是、
It was worth Trump's time to talk to him
就是值得我跟他来谈判是吧
right,
So、
yeah.
if you call someone Usually you will say a worthy competitor
Or a worthy opponent、yeah.
Opponent、mm-hmm. 对吧就是你的对手跟你势均力敌两个人都很强他就才是你 worthy 的一个 competitor、
right.
好那我们今天节目最后呢 We'll leave you with 峰会里面比较轻松的东西吧 But everyone needs to eat、他们这次 summit 因为日程也很紧嘛 So they actually had a working lunch 工作午餐边吃还边要谈事情的是吧、今天我们推送里面就是 The White House 白宫他们 release 了一个这次的 official menu 官方的菜单我觉得拿到这份菜单大家看一看也不要害怕啊，因为你去西餐厅特别是一些比较高级 fine dining 的地方有很多词你看不懂因为里面有很多法语
Yeah, but food always has that, right?
对因为 French cooking 嘛在整个 fine dining 的这里面、法国的影响太重了所以这个 menu 里面也有很多法语但通常看不懂的没关系因为它到底这个材料是什么通常是用英语写的、比如这东西 short beef confit 你看不懂 confit 没关系 你看懂 beef 就好了、我知道这是个牛肉好那今天这个 menu 它就分成了前菜开胃菜
Okay, so the starters
也可以叫 appetizers 是吧
appetizers
都可以
people always say appies now I really hate that word
对简称的 appies 你不太喜欢啊 Anyways 他们的 starters 有吃什么、prawns cocktail 这个我很喜欢 cocktail 就鸡尾酒杯然后就把那个虾这样放排一排 I think it's a very elegant dish 然后呢还有一些因为在新加坡嘛 So there's a Malay dish The green mango Karabu 我也是 Google 才知道这是一个马来菜然后但我说那个 main course 啊就是主菜对吧
That's right
Main course 他们吃到了一个就我刚刚说的那个牛肉的东西这个我很想跟大家分享 Adam 再跟我们念一遍哈
Beef short rib confit
Beef 大家都知道是牛肉嘛 Short rib 其实就是肋排或者我们中国吃的像上海糖醋小排那个也是 short rib 然后我想说的这个关键词呢是 confit C-O-N-F-I-T 这个是法国 French cooking 里面很经典的一个做菜的方法 Adam 我觉得因为你是 vegetarian 所以你应该不会喜欢这个东西
I have no idea what it is
Confit is basically when you cook an animal in its own fat
Oh well that's good
这种动物你用它的油来煮它的肉、比如法菜里面很经典的 duck confit、鸭腿油封鸭腿然后他们这个是Confit 的是 beef short rib 最后他们还吃了 Häagen-Dazs ice cream Häagen-Dazs 冰淇淋 OK 那今天我们就带给大家 A summit between President Donald Trump and Chairman Kim Jong-un 希望大家、学到了一些在讲国际 current affairs 这个时事时候非常实用的英语然后也尝了一下这两位领导人昨天在新加坡都吃了什么好感谢大家的收听开言英语会不断的为大家带来时效性的你用 得到的实用英语好内容，不管是口语还是新闻。 Thanks for listening and we'll see you next time. 再见。
Bye guys.